Hello and welcome to another Rise and Grind podcast. People that are living in this era just don't realize how wonderful and easy that they have it in life. Compared to what it used to be not too long ago, how hard it was to get ahead. Pretty much back then, it was you go to public school, you graduate 12th grade, you figure out what college you're going to for 4, 6, 8 years, figure out what you're going to major in, figure out what field you are going to jump into to make a career out of for the next 20, 30, 40, 60 years of your life. Figure out if and when you're going to get married, where you're going to live. And usually it's the job that determines where you're going to live. You don't really get to do that choice in some cases. Buy a house, have a mortgage, get a car or two if you're married, and work for the next 60 years of paying off all the luxury that you have brought yourself of your car and your house and all. And then when you retire, you have just a few years left to enjoy, really enjoy what you actually have put together. Today's era is, that's just not the ordinary, the common, that's not the norm for today's era. Now you go to school and graduate. Even if you don't graduate, you still have opportunities that were not available just a few years ago. If you don't graduate, or you do, if you get your license, get your car, work your some part-time jobs, but all at the same time, you got these gig jobs that you go out there and just drive all day and be able to make a very good living off of just driving around, delivering food, or being a rideshare, taxi. Some of the apps you are able to set your own hours, and then some you have to schedule whatever is available. Like Uber Eats, you can go to whatever town that you are registered in and just go to a parking lot and sit there, flip it on, and wait for the calls to come in. And you can work for an hour, you can work for 5 hours, 10 hours, all the way up to 12 hours of work time, not physical 12 hours. Because when you're not on call and you're going back to your spot or you turn it off or whatever, that's not counting towards your 12 hours. So 12 hours can end up to being 16, 18 hours. To make money now, a good amount of money per day is so much easier than it used to be. Used to, you have to get your part-time job and somebody else sets your schedule, and to get a raise, or if you want more hours, you got to ask, and if they say no on both, then you're just stuck. But with these apps that you can use, and I'm going to use Uber because I use it myself, if I just want some extra pocket change, well, I can go out there and say from 11 until 5, 6 o'clock and make an extra $100, $200 in a day by doing nothing but just driving around and spending maybe, you know, somewhere between $10 and $25 in gas, if that much. That's what it was with the old vehicle, but the one I got now, I'm doing good if I spend anything over $15 in a whole day of gas. So go out there and make $150, $170 you know, and only spend $15 to do it, yeah, that's good ratios. That's a good investment. Now, of course, there's wear and tear on your vehicle, but if you got a good vehicle and you can't take care of it, well, it's going to make you some money, some serious money. But the great part is that you get to turn it on and off when you need it. It's like your own personal ATM machine. You just go, turn it on, drive around, listen to radio, wait for calls come in, pick up deliveries and take it to wherever, take a picture of it and just go on to the next one. It's just so easy. It's really mind-boggling of hearing people that has a vehicle, you see them driving, has the time, has a good driving record, and be able to get onto the app, and they go around to the stores or whatever for themselves and buying stuff for themselves, but not willing to jump on board on one of the apps and do the exact same thing for other people and get paid for it, and all at the same time complain that they don't have enough money, but they got a lot of free time. I can't find a job that pays real well. But all the free time they have, they could be sitting out there and actually making money. And now Uber even has it that you do grocery shopping, food delivery, and taxi all together now. So you get to choose which one you want to do. All three, just two of them, or just one of them. It's so easy. It's just extremely unbelievable how people will complain that they can't make enough money. Oh, I'm not getting enough hours. I'm only working 20 hours a week, and I ask for more hours, and I can't get any. Go drive. When you're not working, go drive. I just don't understand why people want to just complain and blame other people or other things like social media or something that's going on in the world is the reason why they can't make extra money. They just want to make excuses. If they can get paid to make excuses, they would probably retire real soon because they would be making money, you know, so fast that they couldn't count it. I just don't understand how people in today's world that has it so easy and just wants to do nothing but complain. Then there's other people I see that just can't work enough. I mean, every second that they can find that's free of them, of theirs, they're out there doing something, trying to make $5 out of a dollar. I mean, it's really eyesoring of and heartbreaking that people want to complain when they have so many opportunities and options to fix the problems that they're complaining about. It's more than just being lazy. It's just being ignorant and just not willing to grab the bull by the horns and just go out there and be productive. They just want to have it all given to them. I worked my butt off from time I graduated. For the first 4 years, I tested the waters of different fields like electrical, heating and air, and plumbing, and carpentry, and different other ones, a cook. All kinds of things. But I noticed when I delivered for Domino's. I realize I like being outside and I like meeting other people, even though it's for, you know, less than 10 seconds, a hello and here's your pizza, whatever it was that they ordered. Have a great day. It was enjoyment. It was satisfying. And that made me realize that's what I wanted to do. I want to meet other people and be out in the public. And that's when I opened up my heating and air company. It got me all over the place. I mean, I would drive an hour, hour and a half to go work on somebody's air conditioning unit. And then drive another hour in the other direction and fix another one. It was different every day. Unless, of course, I get a big job that, take me 3 or 4 days. But that's why I really never opened up the heat and air business to do installs. I stayed with service and repairs. It kept me on the road. It kept me not too long in one place. It kept me meeting other people very frequently throughout almost basically every day. You know, I can meet one or two people, or I can meet up to 10, 12 people in one day because I was working, 14, 18 hours a day. And by doing that, and I love saving, I lived very minimum of requirements to get by. I don't go and splurge on things just to say, I got this and I got that. I just like to make the money, get what I need, bare essentials that, just to get by, and put the rest of it in the bank and just let it sit. And by doing that, I was able to retire when I hit 45. It wasn't easy. It was a lot of hours. Then I had a situation that I had to go through that really turned things upside down. But I benefit from that because I was falsely accused and never convicted or anything. It's just all thrown out after they found out what it really was, even though I told them for that 500 some days I was there. Never saw the courtroom. And since I was already retired, that pretty much after that incident that I went through, that really pushed me into retirement. I'm like, no, that's it. It's time for me to really live my life. I've worked hard enough and been through enough BS now through this. I sat and wrote a book about the incident. And I still want to get out there and have more book signings, which that is something I'm going to try to do this summer. Start looking around, see where I can get that done. Maybe some bookstores, coffee shops, or wherever that I feel that I can actually grab a crowd and actually tell them my experience of how life can be turned upside down, but at the same time, what it took and what I did to get through it and get my life even better than it was before it even started through all the BS. Perhaps it will help someone else that may have a tragedy that's going in their life at the moment. And something I say just might trigger something that makes their life just a little bit better and helps them to get through the chaos that they have found themselves twangled up in midst of. I mean, here it is. I'm getting ready to have a birthday this month. I'm going to be 57 this month. Do I feel it? No. I don't have any symptoms so far, thank the Lord, of showing or feeling the age that I'm going to be. that is one of the major reasons why I got out of heat and air. Lifting all that heavy compressors and bending over, crawling in the attics, crawling in the underneath the homes and stuff like that, that really takes a wear and tear on the body. I want to get out while the body is still together. And I do believe I got out ahead of it, tremendously ahead of it, not at the last minute where eventually it's going to take a toll on me, because it's been, you know, like 13 years since I got out of it, and I still feel the same. I mean, I'm full of energy, and I'm still doing things that younger people do. I mean, I climb 200-foot cell towers by hand, you know, no elevators or anything, just strap on the gear and just go climbing right up, just like a ladder up, you know, 150, 160, almost up to the 200-foot mark. I mean, and not tired. When I get finished through the day of doing that, hanging radios up there, and the view up there is just, it's, there's no words for it. It's just so beautiful to see beyond what you can't see from the ground. It's just another whole world. So if you are young, in your 20s or 30s, you have your whole life in front of you to make it what you want it to be. And even if you are 40 or 50 years old, you still got plenty of time, many years to go, to make your life what you want it to be. Now, a lot of people want the easy road, the easy path is work for someone else, clock in, clock out. They know what their schedule is going to be and what free time they have. That's fine and dandy. But there are people out there like myself that know, clock in, clock out, and letting somebody else have control when and where and how much I get paid to do what they ask me to do. Nope. I'm not that kind of person. I've tried that. That was just not me. And it never will be. And even after I retired, I still wanted to do something productive. Still want to meet people. Still want to help people. Just like I did heating and air. It was, you know, when it's 85, 95 degrees and they got kids in the house screaming because they're hot and sweaty down to their diaper and that's all they got on. And I go out there and change their motor, change the capacitor or change the compressor, whatever it may be. And a couple hours later, flip that breaker on and that air condition comes on. It's just priceless of the expression that's on the mama and daddy's face, feeling that cool air, knowing in a couple hours or so that they can really relax and have it a lot quieter in their home because they have air conditioning. And I want to do something that helps other people, but not take a lot of my time. So I opened up a hobby of installing internet, getting internet to people that can't get it anywhere else. And if they can get it, I can get it to them for better, reasonable price. Something that fits their budget. Something that's not going to go up after 12 months. Something that they don't have to call some number and get somebody from a different country that has an accent that you can't understand what they're saying. So I just want to keep helping people. Yes, I'm retired, but I will always be out doing something. Even if I was not doing the internet business or hobby, actually is what it is. It's a hobby because I'm not relied on it. I do it to get out of the house. So if I wasn't doing it, I would be going back to my old town, which is an hour drive, and just drive around and deliver food to people and then come home. Because I've worked all my life, got all, you know, Benjamins that I need to live for quite some decades of years, and even have some to give my kids. But doing this internet hobby and be able to give that to my kids, that is just another way I can help them out that helps them financially. It just keeps generating money and just keeps going and going. And they can hold on to it, and then when they're gone, they can give it to their kids. It's just something that just keeps going. And it's a good feeling to work for yourself. Don't have to answer to nobody else as a boss wise. You still have to answer to your customers to a point, as long as they're not being outraged of just blaming others and you for something that they're actually the blame for. Anytime you deal with the public, you're going to have that situation. So the story I'm trying to tell you is, live your life, make it as wonderful as you can, be happy doing what you are doing. Would you rather wake up and be doing a job working for a company that you just hate? Or would you rather be doing something that you can't wait to get up in the morning and get there like 30 minutes early and drink coffee until it's time to go to work because you enjoy it so much? It don't feel like work. Now, rather that's working for a company, or you working for yourself, whatever it may be, just be happy and you will live a longer, better life that way. And don't let anybody tell you, oh, you should do better. You should go get a job for this company or whatever. You'll do a lot better. Yeah, you might financially do a lot better, but is it worth all the extra stress that may come along with it? That's something you have to think about when you do work for yourself or someone else. Live a life that is stress-free as much as possible. There's enough bad things in this world as it is. I mean, it's just going to get worse at least for the next year and a half or so before it gets better. I mean, I remember when buy a dozen eggs for like, you know, $89.99 for a dozen. And that's large eggs. If you get the small eggs, you know, 75, 80 cents. Now it's $4.60 for a dozen of eggs. That's crazy. Going to grocery shopping and they are out of things that you never heard of being out of. You get walking down the aisles and their shelves are just bare. It looks worse than like if there's a hurricane coming through and people just run to the grocery store and all the shelves are empty. I wish it would look that good. But there's a big storm brewing. And that's why the shelves are very bare. And they're going to stay that way until it all gets straightened out. Because I've seen shelves bare when the hurricane's getting ready to come through, you know, in a town when it's announced. But nowhere near as bare as it's been for the last 2 years. It's crazy. Restaurants not able to keep everything that's on the menu. Every now and then I can see it, like, you know, fish, the catch of the day. Yeah, until they run out of it. That's normal. But things that, you know, mashed potatoes, broccoli. Never heard of a restaurant run out of broccoli or mashed potatoes. Mac and cheese for the kids. I'm sorry, we're out of it. Really? That's insane. But that's what's going on. And it's got to change. That's stressful enough. Don't matter what you do in your life, that's just going to be there. But that needs to be fixed. But live and do a job that you enjoy, to the point where it don't even feel like a job because you enjoy it so much. Take your hobby, as I did, and get it to help you financially. That's what the hobby I do is, being an internet provider. It's a hobby, but financially, it just puts more for my kids later on. And it's almost to the point where if the prices, you know, inflation wasn't so bad, if it was back where it was, you know, a little over 2 years ago, and the town that I live in, the amount of money it brings in, you can make a living off of it. I mean, you just won't have no money to splurge on anything else. But now, it wouldn't make a dent if I try to live off of it. Not at all. Nowhere close. Because the inflation on not the materials I use, but the gas to go do the installs, the shipping on them, because the fuel price has gone up, so shipping is going to go up. So we all just have to do what we can to make it better. And that is enough stress by itself. But just enjoy what you do. And if you can make a living off of it, then by all means do it, because you'll thank yourself later. Thanks for listening. And I'm going to do my best to try to get weekly on these podcasts. I've been slacking off because I have a lot of stuff going on. Now, since my daughter and her husband and her two kids have moved into the same town that I'm in now. They were in the town that we were all raised in, born and raised in. Now they moved up here since we moved up here. And now I get to watch the grandkids at least 4 or 5 days a week. So that takes a lot of my time, and I'm enjoying every moment of it. Every moment. It's just precious to see the next generation. But I'm going to do my best. I got my Google Calendar and I got it all marked. What I'm going to try my best to produce content for each day and buckle down, figure out a time schedule that I can actually do this. Like, you know, if the kids are here, start monitoring their sleep times and say, okay, I can get up, you know, and start doing some recordings at 8 until noon, you know, whatever time that they actually get up, I can do it before then. So I just got to work around their time when I have some free and quiet time so I can drink my coffee and make podcasts like this. Right now, it is like 11:09 p.m. And each time they run in, I have to hit the pause button, wait for them to run out of the room and back into the bedroom. But if I do it early in the morning, I believe I wouldn't have to do that. So you may hear the little ones in the background. I got my sound gate and all that, and not the sound gate, but the noise gate set for the microphone. Hopefully it's knocking them out, you know, it don't pick them up, but that's okay if it does. It's just part of the stress-free enjoyment of life that I have come to love over the last 4 years, because one of them is 4 and the other one is 2. And I wouldn't miss it for the world. And I'm glad that I retired early so I can have more free time to spend with them. Because if I did it the old traditional way, I'd still be working for, another 20-some years. Supporting, you know, I have to be working if I did it, you know, the old traditional way. I'd be working until I'm 60-some years old. Now, of course, some people say, well, you're still working because you're doing, you know, the internet. No, that's a hobby. I've already done all my finance, because what you're supposed to do, or what it's supposed to accomplish of working all them years, is support yourself and buy your home so you can retire later on and have enough retirement egg to be able to sit back and basically do absolutely nothing if you choose to do so. Well, I've already done that in a shorter, way shorter time, almost in half. That's what I set out to do when I started after I got out of high school. And I achieved that. And now, only thing I have set is to enjoy life. And just doing the heating and air, not heating and air, doing the internet, it just gets me out of the house and meeting new people. So I'm very blessed and be able to talk to others about my journeys that I've had, and especially the one about the book that I wrote. Perhaps it can help somebody else. That's all I can hope for. But thanks for listening. And I'm going to try my best to do these weekly, if not more. Get back in the set of mind of storytelling of the journeys that I've gone through. And just put them here in Audible. I've written a book, but I want to put it in auto. And that way people can listen to it over and over and at their ease of free time. A book, you have to sit and read it. But in auto, you can be riding down the road and listen to a podcast with all the technology. You can be out there with Uber and delivering food and listen to a podcast like Gary Vee or anybody else that you may be listening to. And I'm right there, you know, on major platforms that you can listen to the podcast. So thanks for listening. Share the podcast with your friends. Maybe it will help them if they have any issues that maybe something I said that just makes them think of something that will make their life a little bit better. So until next time, have a wonderful life. Enjoy your life and help others every chance you get.